about what you want, and so things come into alignment for you easier than they do for a lot of people. And some people will describe you as not as complicated as others, and we say what you are is someone who has innately understood alignment and have been listening to your own guidance system. It's a good thing, and now you are consciously aware of it, it will bring you even more pleasure.
Thank you.
Enough? Very good. Now what? He is wanting to see your name.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to achieve some clarity. I'm wondering if I'm meant to be...
Well, wait,
making...
do you mean to be? Do you
Pardon
mean
me?
To be? Do you mean to be? In other words, am I meant to be? What could that mean?
Okay. Am I supposed to be making
wait,
a contribution?
Wait. Do you want to make a contribution?
Yes.
In other words, where do you get this? Am I supposed to? Am I meant to? This is the science of deliberate creation. This is, I've come forth into this physical body to mix it up and decide what I want to do. Have you decided?
Oh, I'm confused. I just have this underlying feeling that I'm being called to do something, and I'm not doing it because I don't know what it is. And I have a sense of time passing, and I'm not doing it.
Well, time is passing. And that feeling does mean that your life has caused you to identify things that you want and experiences that you want. And if you have that feeling of discontent or that feeling of confusion, you said you're looking for clarity, then
yes.
That does mean that you're not turning and going with the flow. And it's the reason that we begin these gatherings by trying to explain to you who you are and how the stream works, and that your own intentionality is responsible for that calling. So what you just said to us is, Abraham, I have the feeling that my life has caused me to identify some desires that I'm not letting myself go to. In other words, that's all that's meant to be. What's meant to be is what you've put there. In more blunt terms, we've been saying to you a few times already here that you and what you're living are responsible for the speed of your stream, and you and what you're thinking are responsible for whether you're going with it or not. So what you just described is sort of what we were describing in the beginning segment a few days ago, that if life has caused you to ask for things and you're not letting yourself go, then you have that feeling that you've described just now. What to do about it? Now, we want to speak specifically to what you're talking about and how you're feeling. We want you to understand that that calling is not necessarily some specific thing. Start again. That calling, that vibrational escrow, that culmination is incredibly specific because as you've lived life, you have put the specifics in it. And so it's specific to the exact detail of things that will delight you at many levels of your being. It's incredibly specific. But depending upon how close in vibrational alignment to it you are at any point in time, are those specifics revealed to you? In other words, haven't you noticed that the closer you get, you can feel that something's about to pop and the ideas start popping too? Well, that's because you've begun to achieve vibrational alignment, and the closer you get to it, then the more those details pop, so much so that you can meet someone and you'll say, you are it. You're what I've been looking for. You're exactly right, you see. But if you're not feeling that way, if it feels vague and you're not sure, then that means that the majority of your thoughts are upstream in nature while what you want is downstream in nature. Now, there's not a problem with that, but we can't say to you, we are not going to dig into your vibrational escrow and reveal it to you because you couldn't hear it if you heard the words and you wouldn't see it if it stood right in front of you.